これから平成30年度京都府立嵯峨野高等学校京都コスモス科入学試験英語聞き取りの問題を行います。問題四角一には第一部と第二部があります。それでは第一部の説明をします。まず英文が読まれます。次にその内容について4つの質問をします。それぞれの質問に対する答えとして最も適当なものを選びなさい。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。放送は英文、質問の順に2回繰り返されます。それでは始めます。
Good afternoon, everyone. We have just finished our lesson about many different cultures. We studied about the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, and the United States. We did this because we have sister schools in those four countries. This time, we will visit Canada, the United States, and Australia for our school trip in August. You will be in one of the three groups. Each group has 30 students. When you are in a class there, each of you is going to teach one student about our culture and life in Japan. Have you ever talked about these things before? When you travel abroad, people will ask you many questions about your country. If you can answer them, they will be happy and more interested in your country. You are going to give a speech and show pictures about Japanese culture. You have to talk for more than 2 minutes. You can choose things which are popular among young people or traditional culture. But in your travel group, all of your speeches must be different, so we can teach them about many different things. Please show enough pictures for your speech. I think more than 8 is enough. Your friends in the foreign country will enjoy your pictures, and it's easier for them to understand your talk. You should write your speech next week. You can read it again and again before you go, and you have to remember it. Do you have any questions?
Question 1. What is the country the students are not going to travel to? Question 2. What can the students do to make people in foreign countries more interested in Japan? Question 3. Why must all the speeches of the students be different? Question 4. How many pictures does the teacher tell the students to show for their speeches?
もう一度放送します。
Good afternoon, everyone. We have just finished our lesson about many different cultures. We studied about the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, and the United States. We did this because we have sister schools in those four countries. This time, we will visit Canada, the United States, and Australia for our school trip in August. You will be in one of the three groups. Each group has 30 students. When you are in a class there, each of you is going to teach one student about our culture and life in Japan. Have you ever talked about these things before? When you travel abroad, people will ask you many questions about your country. If you can answer them, they will be happy and more interested in your country. You are going to give a speech and show pictures about Japanese culture. You have to talk for more than 2 minutes. You can choose things which are popular among young people or traditional culture. But in your travel group, all of your speeches must be different, so we can teach them about many different things. Please show enough pictures for your speech. I think more than 8 is enough. Your friends in the foreign country will enjoy your pictures, and it's easier for them to understand your talk. You should write your speech next week. You can read it again and again before you go, and you have to remember it. Do you have any questions?
Question 1. What is the country the students are not going to travel to? Question 2. What can the students do to make people in foreign countries more interested in Japan? Question 3. Why must all the speeches of the students be different? Question 4. How many pictures does the teacher tell the students to show for their speeches?
その最後の文に対する応答として最も適当なものを選ぶ形式です。まず、例題を聞きなさい。例題では、対話が一度だけ読まれます。例題。
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
正答は、あです。では、実際の問題を放送します。対話は2回放送します。それでは始めます。
Number 1.
ABC Bike Shop, may I help you?
Hello. The bike I bought at your shop yesterday was broken. What should I do?
もう一度放送します。
ABC Bike Shop.May I help you?
Hello. The bike I bought at your shop yesterday was broken. What should I do?
Number 2.
Nancy, you didn't come to the party last night. Why? It was fun.
Oh, no. I didn't know there was a party last night. No one told me about that.
もう一度放送します。
Nancy, you didn't come to the party last night. Why? It was fun.
Oh, no. I didn't know there was a party last night. No one told me about that.
これで聞き取りの問題を終わります。